I'm going to say nothing. I want to hear what you have to say about Zoom. I'd like to hear what you have to say about Zoom. I'd like to hear what you have to say about
it. It was really weird sitting there hunched over my phone trying to have a like serious conversation and be in the mindset that I am when I'm around other people and we're doing something.
Yeah. When we're in person, how many times have we heard you say it's herding cats? Much less on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call.
Right.
Now I'm dealing with, I sent you the password. It's in there. It's in the message.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And I can't walk over and be like, it's right here. So I'm literally like counting down sentences. Going, it's in the third or the fourth row of like language. If you're on, I don't know if you're on, if you're on a computer, and I don't even know how many lines is actually going to be down if you're like literally on a cell phone. Not preferable at all.
AT&T Power 3.
AT&T.
Now see though, that can work for you and me.
Yes.
I can do magic with you over the phone and technology, and I can do it with him. But some of the other people, I'm just like, my God, let this be easy, people. Let this be easy. And it
but,
was never
you know,
easy.
Thankfully, there were so many people that wanted to join. And that was, I mean, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. So there were a lot of people that wanted to join. They wanted to be there. So, you know, yeah, there was going to be some glitches.
Yeah. The need for what we feel we can provide to others and ourselves, I think, has grown greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That definitely
John just said a mouthful. Mm-hmm. You just said a mouthful.
Pisces.
Because while we've been at home and we haven't convened necessarily as a coven, there's been an uptick in, well, just in society because everybody's been quarantined and such. Everybody's mental health is kind of suffering. Yeah. And so as any priest would get, it's probably there's an uptick.
Like I said, I feel like it's been Olympic level working and doing things and whatever else. And recently I had an experience that was quite humbling and kind of mind-blowing and faith-affirming. I'm not going to go into the particulars of it, but it really kind of like let me know where some people don't know whether or not God's real. I am 100% certain that there is a force out here in this world that guides us, watches over us, and there is a reason that people like us exist.